Hey guys, welcome to episode 2. I am Danny and today we are talking about eating healthy on a budget. Okay, so being a personal trainer and also a mom to 5 children, I do have to really watch the budget when we are doing our groceries and when it comes to eating for the week. I do have 3 teenage children who all play sports, and my two twin boys, they do a lot of training and a lot of sport and they're trying to gain weight. So we are very on the ball with what they're eating and making sure it's not full of junk. And then obviously having 2 smaller children and my husband, we go through a lot of food. And if I'm not like really, really paying attention to what is happening, we can spend $450, $500 in a week easily. And to me, that is just mind-blowing and the biggest waste of money ever. So I make sure that most of the weeks I am on top of what we're eating, when I meal plan, I stick to a budget, because we just simply can't afford it. I do believe that a lot of our habits come from our childhood and our upbringing. My parents had me when they were teenagers and we did not have a lot of money growing up. So my mum always made sure that we had so much food in the house, but she was very conscious on budget and having meal plans. So I rarely ever had to say what's for dinner, because mum always had the plan, because we just couldn't afford to go, oh, let's go get takeout tonight. So that is definitely something that I have taken from mum and what I do with my family to make sure that everybody is well fed, but we are not going over budget as well. So, weekly, what do we kind of spend on groceries? I really try to stick to a maximum of $300 a week, and that we also have a dog. So I have my husband and I, 3 teenagers who pretty much eat like adults, and then an 8-year-old son who does eat a lot as well, and then a 4-year-old daughter. So with that being said, my husband and I obviously eat a lot of protein. So do our children, lots of carbs, but I definitely come up with meals that will stick to our budget. And then sometimes we can use those leftovers for the next day as well. So what I want to do in this podcast is go over some common mindsets about healthy eating. I want to give my tips, and then I'm also going to tell you just some cool meals that we have. Like, I'm not that super fancy, but just stuff that works for us and what we do through the week to help be prepared and not have to rely on takeaway. So I'll go through a couple of mindsets that we can have about healthy eating that are negative, and things that I have noticed as a trainer when I'm discussing things with clients as well. So a lot of the times people will say to me, well, eating healthy is way too expensive. And I feel like this comes from the fact that everybody starts to think, well, I need to go to the clean eating section in the supermarket and I need to only have this product and this product and this product. And we get caught buying a lot of packets, and then you can get really overwhelmed with buying all the supplements, thinking that we need every single product out there, and you need to completely wipe your cupboard of anything that you normally eat that may have sugar in it or fat in it or preservatives or whatever. And it's just simply not true. When it comes to healthy eating, I find that a lot of people get really stuck between not eating healthy and then going to the extreme. So there needs to be this kind of balance in the middle that is not so 100% on or 100% off, because this yo-yo effect that we get can result in crash dieting, you know, crazy energy drops, and just feeling like shit. So we kind of need to meet in the middle there, and you need to look at your eating habits and think, well, what do I do now and how can I improve, rather than, oh, I need to drop everything that I'm doing right now and eat 100% clean and only have sweet potato and chicken and veggies for every meal. That is not the way to go about it, and you're not going to stick to that for longer than, you know, at most a few weeks. When I first met my husband Glenn, he had the worst eating habits ever, and he was not a personal trainer. He was a 23-year-old man who was a worked in construction and ate shit pies. I remember being horrified once at him buttering white bread and chucking a packet of potato chips on it. And one morning he walked out the door at like 6 a.m. and cracked a can of V on the way out, and I was just horrified. Obviously, being a personal trainer as well, but completely horrified at his diet. And I remember him saying to me one night, "Oh my God, you add veggies or a salad to everything." And that's something that I do start to encourage people to do, is adding veggies where you can as much as possible. And what that does is that will start to fill you up a little bit more and help you to have lower portion sizes. So if you want like spaghetti bolognese, can you add a side salad as well? And I know some people are like, "Oh my God, what the hell is she talking about?" But honestly, you can make this beautiful, like a Greek salad on the side with, balsamic vinegar, a little bit of olive oil over the as dressing, and it is so tasty alongside your spaghetti bolognese. So what you've done now is create, a child's size serving of the spaghetti bolognese and a side salad. You're nice and full, you're satisfied, and you've cut down on the portions. So rather than thinking, "I can't have my favorite meal," you start to go, "Well, I'm going to add veggies, I'm going to add some salad," and that's how you can start to get a lot healthier in your diet. So when I'm looking at making meals, I always kind of think this, like each meal, can it have protein? Can it have carbs? And can it have some veggies? So, good fats is a big thing as well, but veggies and carbs and protein are my top three things to have in a meal. So, we kind of covered that with your spaghetti bolognese. Your carbs would be a pasta. The mince, turkey mince is the best, but your mince would be your protein. And then you've added salad for greens. Okay, so that's how I start to look at making meals healthier. The same thing with a rice dish, butter chicken, let's say for that, for instance. Let's do the chicken, let's do the serving of rice, and make sure we're not going over portion sizes as well. And then add veggies, steamed broccoli, whatever. So you're kind of getting that each meal. Okay. So that would be my first tip, is looking at your meals that you love and how can you make them healthier. Stick to portion sizes because that is a huge, huge thing. A lot of the times you don't need to change your meals. You're probably eating really well. It's just that you're eating way too much of it, or you're not eating enough through the day and then you kind of binge at night and have a really massive serve and then maybe dip into chocolate or some goodies at night. So it's just more changing your habits rather than completely overhauling your whole diet. And the last thing that I will add to that is, we've said adding veggies or salad to as many meals as possible, and I would also say drinking a lot of water. So a lot of the times we're spending way too much money on drinks. It could be juices, it could be boost juice, it could be soft drink, drinks at the servo, coffees while you're out. Like, that really adds up to a week. And if you feel that this is you, maybe over the next week, take time to pay attention to what you spend on drinks. So add up when you get a coffee, when you buy a drink from the servo or an energy drink or whatever, and see what that adds up to each week. Now, simply just changing to drinking water all of the time is going to not only save you money, but also make you hydrated. A lot of the times when we're feeling so low and lethargic and have no energy and can even feel really dark and foggy, where we are dehydrated. So not only saving money with changing all of your drinks to water, but you're definitely working on your health and wellness without having to do this massive big overhaul of your whole diet. So, if you're really listening to this episode coming from a place where you have not been taking good care of your nutrition and you're kind of feeling a bit shit, my first steps would be cutting all of those drinks as much as possible and drinking water, and then adding those veggies and salad to as many meals as possible. And just doing that, you imagine how much, doing that for 1 month, how much better will you feel, rather than thinking, "I need to go on a crash diet right now." The next month, more veggies, more greens, more water, less, soft drink, whatever you drink, okay? So that would make a huge effect in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, okay? When you are hydrated, you don't want to always binge on shit food, and you have more energy and you start to feel a lot better. So give that a try if you're listening and thinking, I need to start somewhere. All right, so I want to give you some tips on what we do as a family of seven, and then I'll also go through some of the meals that we do as well and what we do with meal prep. So the first thing I do is I write out a meal plan for the week. Now, what I try to do in a week is we will have one night where we do leftovers, and also one night where we do like eggs, or the kids might have a packet of noodles, or like a can of, what do you call it, the Heinz spaghetti. It's literally just make your own dinner night, so like a breakfast night. I might have eggs on toast, or we could have, scrambled eggs, whatever. So that means I only have to shop for five dinners, and that really helps with the budget because that's two dinners, two nights that I don't have to worry about. And because I've planned it and I know it's going to be a leftover night or eggs or whatever, I'm not going, oh, we need to go and buy a takeaway. Because for a family of seven, when we go and buy a takeaway, it's at least $70. And to me, that just blows my mind on how much of a waste of money that is when I can do a whole week of food for $300. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people just think nothing about dropping that down for, a meal. But to me, I'm just like, oh my God, it's just insane. And don't get me wrong, we do like have meals here and there. So one thing we love to do is we go down to Burley and we'll get fish and chips. But again, we are very budget conscious on what we do. So I don't just go and buy the kids everything, and it just will kill our budget. So that's something that we do, is write a meal plan every week. I will sit down, I'm changing it now to, we're getting the groceries on a Saturday, but it used to be a Sunday. So I would sit down the day before and just make a list of meals, what we want, and what night is the leftover night, what night is the breakfast night. And also, I kind of cater the meals to what day and what our night looks like, because all of those weeknights, I teach boot camp classes, Glenn will teach some. He is also at rugby training with our sons. Our daughter works. Sometimes our sons work through the weeknights. And it's just like shit everywhere. So, what I do is the Tuesday, Thursday night that they've got rugby training and I'm usually up at work, I will make those nights like a slow cooker meal or something that is super easy for me to put on, because they're the nights that we need the easiest meals, because that will stop everybody from going, oh, let's just get pizza. So that is my first tip, writing out a meal plan for the week. Try to go like what I've said, leftovers one night, and then a night of eggs or something, because that definitely helps you save some money. So with doing a meal that is going to give leftovers, sometimes we do that for lunches as well. All you just do when you're buying your meat is, do 500 grams extra, or add, more rice, more pasta, more sauce, whatever you need, and then that will then give you leftovers. When I'm serving out dinner, I will serve out the leftovers into a container first, because a lot of the times kids will come back up or whoever and will go, oh, I want extra, and there's my leftovers gone. So if I need that meal to cater for a lunch the next day or whatever, I put that away and then give everyone their serving. All right, so my next tip is for having things on a budget is having stuff at home that is really easy to just put together. So I always make sure I have wraps handy, because that's really easy, if you need something quick, chicken, salad on a wrap, okay? So also having chicken in the fridge. I will buy a barbecue chicken, or a lot of the time, I will buy those little $6 chickens from Coles, and I will put them in the air fryer, break all up all the chicken, and have that ready in the fridge so that anyone can make a sandwich or a wrap, good to go. And if I'm really time poor, I will also get that chicken, just grab like a teriyaki sauce, put that together, have some veggies, and then do the rice. So that's super, super easy. A lot of the times people go, "Oh my God, that sauce is so bad," and this and that. When you portion size it, and if you get more intense with, tracking macros and stuff like that, you can eat anything. But again, if it's all portion sized and you're not going crazy, it's fine. Unless you're not wanting, you're going super, super clean. I'm just talking about healthy eating in general. I'm not going to go into like food allergies and all that kind of stuff. So this is just my tips for healthy eating. But if you don't have food allergies or anything like that, the sauces are fine to use. If you're tracking your macros, you'll do it on MyFitnessPal through that way. But everybody else, stick to the portion sizes. And it's not always that, sauce that's going to add everything. It's the extra rice you're doing and the extra pasta and all of that kind of stuff. So, like I said, having chicken in the fridge handy, wraps all the time. I always have like pre-mixed salads in the fridge, so for easy reference. And I haven't really done it in a while, but having like boiled eggs in the fridge as well is really handy. All right, tip number three is use online shopping. Now, we do this weekly and we do it regularly because when we just go to the supermarket ourselves, we may see more bargains and more things that we think we need, and we always spend way more than when I do it online. So I use Woolworths to do my shopping online, and the cool thing about that is you can actually save lists, and it also, when you go to checkout, it says, "Did you forget this? Did you forget that?" So I love online shopping because I can also look at all the specials. So sometimes I've written my plan, but I might see different specials online so I can just adjust it. And I go through the 50% off thing first, see if there's anything I need. And I can kind of, when I've done everything, if I look at my trolley and go, "Oh, that's $50 more than I want to spend," I can actually go back and think, "Do I really need this? Do I really need that?" Or go to the cupboard and see, if I have something. So week in, week out, I get online shopping. I fill that out, do it. It literally takes me like 10, 15 minutes. And then we pick it up because right next to the Woolworths is a fruit and veggie shop, like a grocer. And that's where I get all of our greens, fruit, veggies, eggs, stuff like that. So I find the supermarkets, I don't really like the quality of the veggies and the fruit as much, and it seems to be more expensive. Whereas going to like your local grocer, it seems to be more fresh, a lot more affordable, and they also mark down the fruit and veggies. So the one that I go to will have a stand out the front. And like the other day, I went and I got big packets of beans for $1 and big packets of zucchinis for $2. And it is starting to go out of date, but I come straight home, chop it all up, and stir fry it. So I think my, like I got a massive sale last week. I got all my fruit and veggies for like $25, which was mind blowing. So some weeks I don't even use my whole budget because I get the meat, the like all the grocery items online, and then I will think, "Oh, that was only $200. I'll go to the fruit and veggie shop, oh, $30 or $40," and then I've got that leftover money. So that definitely does happen some weeks. So check out online if you don't already, and also see if there is a Woolworths or a Coles or whatever in a supermarket that is close to a grocer, or a fruit and veggie shop, and definitely check out their prices, especially eggs, because you can get them for a really good price compared to the bigger supermarkets. So 100% online shopping for the win, my tip. One other little thing I do, as well as when we go to pick up our order, sometimes I will peek in because they can have meat marked down as well, which you don't see online. So I will go in, do a quick little look where I'll see chickens marked down or sausages or whatever and stuff like that. And I'll pick those up and put them in the freezer. So that definitely helps save money as well. I love when they mark down like all the little pre-packet stuff because I find, if on the weekend where we're getting a little bit slack, if I've got some little packets of meat in the freezer that I can easily get out when, we've got rugby or something on, we can come home and quickly cook it up in the good old air fryer. If you don't have one of those, get yourself one. But yeah, that's something else I like to do. You obviously won't see that online, but at least then I am willingly looking for it instead of when I find I do all my groceries in person. I then see all of those specials and I might not have the budget to cover it. And then I go pay and I'm like, oh my God, I spent $400 today. So it's just a little bit more planned, if that makes sense. And sorry, one more thing I will give as a tip for that is also if you like to buy in bulk, finding wholesale butchers. So I don't really do that anymore, but I did used to live near one of those super butchers or whatever it was, and I would go in there once every couple of weeks, really stock up on the chicken breast, really stock up on steak and stuff like that. I do remember they would post, things like $6 chicken breast and stuff like that. So that's definitely another option. And one other option too, which is obviously a lot cheaper, is definitely going to Aldi. I absolutely love Aldi, but the fact that I have to walk in there and shop myself puts me off. And I also will find random shit and I will buy it, and then that makes me go over budget. So I can't tell you years ago how many times I went through Aldi and I would buy bloody slam balls for boot camp, and then I'd buy freaking ski pants and fucking everything. So that's what puts me off Aldi. I absolutely love the prices, but I don't like going in there and shopping and then buying every other shit that you see in the middle aisles. So if you have any cool tips for Aldi or you have any tips as well, send me a message because I would love to share your things and tips and tricks because I'm definitely not an expert and I love talking about this kind of stuff. So let me know what you think as well. So, a couple of things that we always have every week. We definitely have spaghetti bolognese on Sundays, and we make a massive amount because my 8-year-old boy Trey loves to eat it like for the next couple of days. And we will sometimes use that for leftovers, or another thing I like to do at the end of the week is get some pastry and use that Kmart little pie makers. And I will use some leftover spaghetti in those, or leftover curries, or whatever we've had, and make those up for the kids. And they absolutely love them. So we'll always have spaghetti bolognese. I do stir fries a lot. I absolutely love stir fries. And again, they're easy to make extra, and you can use them for leftovers for your lunch. We do a taco night every week, and I will buy turkey mince because it's super lean and it's also really affordable. And the reason that I love that is because, again, you can portion size. If you're really wanting to watch your weight, instead of having the tacos, you can make a bowl. So what we do is I always make steamed rice with it, and I do the turkey mince. Then we've got everything laid out: tomato, spinach, corn, cheese. What else do I do? Instead of sour cream, I use Greek yogurt because it tastes exactly the same. And whatever salad or veggies you want. And I also do like those little soft tortillas or burritos. And everybody just kind of makes their own. And instead of eating tacos or the tortillas when I'm really wanting to watch what I'm eating, I just make a bowl with the little bit of rice, the mince, and then I do the salads, tiny bit of cheese. I also do avocado and then the Greek yogurt there as well. So a lot of the times with tacos, we'll have leftover mince, and then I'll utilize that a little bit later in the week as well if I need. So we do a taco night. I absolutely love curries and anything that I can go on the slow cooker. A lot of the times we will do curries for our lunches, and the kids absolutely love it, as well as a good stew, which I got from my mum when we were young. We'd come home and smell the slow cooker, which is just the best thing ever. So that's a lot of the stuff that we do as well. Just trying to think what else. Yeah, that's basically it. We're super, super boring, but it keeps us to a budget and keeps everybody well fed. So how we prep on the weekends is really, really simple. We usually do it on a Sunday afternoon, and like I said, Glenn and I will kind of have one to two lunches for the week. Most of the time we do like a curry where I'll do the chicken, cook in a slow cooker, add the sauce, and then we will have it with rice and veggies for the week. I usually get bored by Wednesday and want something different, and for the rest of the week I might just do something simple like, the chicken and salad on wraps, or I'll do salmon sometimes with sweet potato fries, and I use my air fryer. I just make it different every week. So Thursday, Friday, I'm kind of either looking into leftovers or just doing something different. So that goes on a Sunday afternoon, and then that's easy by Sunday night for us to quickly chuck into bowls, into containers, and have in the fridge for the week. That's when we're doing that, we're also making dinner that night. So we're kind of in the kitchen already. Now, a lot of times people can go absolutely crazy for meal prep. Glenn and I get way too overwhelmed doing that stuff. So what we do for breakfast, a lot of the times Glenn will just have a protein shake and YoPro with other stuff mixed in, and he has bigger meals through the day because he's super busy of a morning. I will do smoothies most mornings, or if in the past I have done overnight oats, and they're really easy and simple to make. I will just do the basic Greek yogurt, mix protein powder in. You can even do a little bit of coconut milk, and then I put in berries, some chia seeds, and then you can even do like oats. Well, I'm saying you can even do, we're talking about overnight oats. You guys get what I mean? Oats, almonds, nuts, seeds, anything like that. Put them in a few jars. Also, half a banana I do too, and whack those in the fridge. So I usually make 3 days at a time, and that is a super, super easy breakfast that will take you literally 5 minutes to make a few meals, and then you're done. Something else I like to do is use that pie maker, and of a morning, chuck on two pieces of toast, turn the pie maker on, crack two eggs, one in each one. Close it up for like 3 minutes, open it up, my eggs are done, my toast is done, and then I also have a protein shake on the side. So there's so many easy ways to have breakfast. It's just preparing in advance. And then our lunches are obviously that like chicken curry or something like that. And then our snacks just depends on the week. I really enjoy those Fiber One bars, but I find they're super expensive. So I will buy a few packets when I find them 50% off. But other than that, we do things like Greek yogurt with protein powder in. I'll buy the YoPros when I can see them half price. We do fruit, we do almonds, smoothies for snacks if we didn't have it for breakfast. Just really, really basic, because I find that a lot of those healthy products that people really chase get super, super expensive. So we try to keep, our diet as easy as possible, and depending on the week with the budget. Glenn also loves those rice cakes that you can get with cans of tuna on them. I love them with avocado, tomato, and cracked pepper on top as well. Just a couple other little hacks you can do is just watching what you cook your food with. So a lot of the times the olive oil, we can really go crazy with it, or vegetable oil or whatever. So using an oil spray when you cook is a really good idea with, non-stick pans. And coconut oil, that is a really good option as well, but again, spray is the best. And then just doing stuff like draining the fat out of your meats. You don't always have to buy that super lean mince because it gets real expensive. So if you buy the 3-star mince, cook it, drain it first, and you don't have to, like, you're not spraying it with water. You literally just pour it in a strainer, drain the fat, and then pop it back in the pan. And just doing stuff like that will start to add up to your weight loss. But the main thing here is adding your veggies, drinking lots of water, and also sticking to portion sizes. If you are not up to date with what portion sizes are, simply just go to Google and get like a little image reference of what does portion sizes look like, or grab a kitchen scale and look it up. It's like, around the 130 to 150 grams for a woman, but I don't want to give all that kind of stuff because this is such generalized advice, because everybody has different needs. But simply sticking to portion sizes, drinking enough water, and keeping your diet as balanced as possible goes a long way than thinking I need to completely do this crazy challenge and do this and do this and do this. And it's hard because as a personal trainer, if I don't deliver that kind of stuff, that's what most people want. They want 8 weeks, let's go 100%. I want to cut this and cut that and cut that and get my best results. And as a trainer, yep, I have to deliver that or I don't have a business. But in that time, I try to teach people that it's a little bit more about a sustainable approach. And we don't want you to be yo-yoing. You lose 10 kilos, you gain 12 back, you lose 6, you gain back 4. Like it's just this constant up, down, up, down, up, down. Going within, a few kilos, a couple of kilos here and there, above weight or underweight where you are is good, but we don't want this drastic 8 week challenge to lose 7 kilos. 2 months later, we've got 10 back on. So, looking at your habits and thinking, what am I doing? Am I that person that is 100% on and then 100% off? I either give all the fucks or I give no fucks. If you are that person, we've got to start thinking, where can we kind of meet in the middle? Okay. So, I really hope that some of these tips have given you some ideas on where to start. I do not want to overwhelm you. And obviously, I go a lot deeper into nutrition with my clients, but this is hopefully a good, start for you and how you can move forward. What, even if it's just maybe starting to do online instead now, or even if you just start doing what I originally said with the water and the veggies, I hope that you can take something away from this and yeah, eat healthier on a budget. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this helped. Now, I am going to ask if you could please give me a rating and a comment. That would really, really help. I don't have a large audience, and all those little comments or shares or tags on Instagram will really, really add up. So if you got something out of this today, if you could leave me a review, a comment, and even tag me on your stories, I would appreciate it so much, or even to share with a friend. Thank you so much for joining me again. I do hope to speak to you or hear from you in the future, and I will look forward to episode 3. See ya.